Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tes Shin. This is Tes Shin Sifim Aleph and Beis. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Friday, April 17th. No tel adam es benova evan biyado velo chashiv metaltel evan. A person's allowed to pick up his son who has a stone in his hand, and this is not considered moving or handling a stone, which is muksa on Shabbos. V'husha yeshlo gaguin. And this is where the son has gaguin. What does that mean, gaguin? Look at the Ramah in parentheses. Perish yeshlo itzavon kisha'eno emaviv. This is where the son has gaguin, a love, which Ramah explains to mean that there is a sadness of the son. The son is worked up, gets very down if he's not with his father. He gets all upset if he's not with his father. Shem lo yitlena yechla. As the Shulchan Aruch continues, if you don't take him, he'll get sick. He'll get sick, weaker. Avalan ein lo gaguin alav lo. But if the son does not have gaguin for the father, meaning he doesn't get all down, and which will lead him to get sick, then the father will not be able to pick him up if he has a stone in his hand. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Aleph va'evan biyado. What's the case where the son has a stone in his hand? U'mayri shehu bechatzer. We're talking about where they are in a chatzer, we're in a yard that is Mu'urav, obviously, that they're allowed to carry. There's no issue of carrying in terms of the malacha of Hotzah. De'ein ba ela mishum iser tiltul. The only issue here is iser tiltul, the iser tiltul of Muksa. U'lekach lo asru bezeh. Therefore, the Chachamim did not aser holding the son with the stone, mishum tzar de tinok, because of the tzar, the pain of the tinok. K'dilakaman, as we'll go on to say. Aval b'shus harabim, however, b'shus harabim, vaday asur mishum iser hotzah. If it's b'shus harabim, for sure there's going to be a problem of iser hotzah. The kishon noisei es ha-tinok, because when you carry the tinok, havi iki ilu noisei es ha-even biyado. It's as if you're carrying the stone that's in his hand, and this would be a problem of hotzah. So there's no heter for hotzah, even if the kid has gaguin, a love. There's only a heter for muksa, tiltul muksa. Beis, gaguin, a love, in the Mishnah Berurah Beis. U'lekach lo asru tiltul shalo biyadayim bimkoim sakanas choli. He says, since there's gaguin, a love, since the child's going to have tsar and get a little sick or whatever, so Chachamim did not aser the iser tiltul, did not aser the tiltul muksa, as long as it's done shalo biyadayim, it's not direct, in a case of sakanas choli. So since you're holding the son, and the son is holding the muksa, and there's a sakanas choli, so there's a question of the son getting sick without it, they allowed you to carry the son with the stone in his hand. And if you say you should chuck the evan from his hand, Kamosha Kasav Sif Gimel, like we see in Sif Gimel, that Sarach Lenahara Evan Me'al Kalkala, because why don't you just chuck the evan out of his hand? Like, toss it out, like we see in Sif Gimel, where you have to knock out the evan from the basket. The case here, the answer is that the case here is that tinok is gonna scream and cry. And then if the evan comes out of the hand of the tinok, aser lahagbia v'litnolo. It's going to be usher to pick it up and give it to him. Zehu tiltul yadayim, biyadayim. This is going to be mamish tiltul biyadayim, Ela yorida tinok me'al ketefo. In other words, if the Evan comes out of his hand, okay, you should not pick it up and give it to him. Rather, you should put the tinok down, yori tinok me'al ketefo, from your shoulder. V'yagbiya tinok es ha'evan. Let the tinok pick up the Evan. V'yachzor v'yitleno. Okay, and then you could go ahead and pick him up. Okay? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. So it comes out, the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that there's a heter to carry this tinok with the Evan in his hand in a situation where the tinok is going to freak out if he drops the Evan from his hand. And if he's going to get sick if you don't hold him. Okay? And if it falls out of his hand, you would be allowed to go ahead and put him down to pick up the Evan, but you could not obviously go pick up the Evan, be a dayim, and give it back to him. Okay, and this is all in a very limited scenario where the son really can't do without the stone, and he can't do without the father holding him. Okay, and that's what we see in Sif Kut and Gimel. Aval im ein. If, however, there is no gaguin, right? The masha metaltala tinok im hamukza. If there is no scenario where the kid's going to get sick because of it or have tsar because of it, it's a problem, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Because what the tinok is taking im hamukza, knows what you're taking. Knows when you take the tinok with the muksa, when you pick up the tinok with the muksa. It's as if you yourself, when you're carrying the son, it's like you're carrying the muksa itself, the usur. In other words, this is a heter, and if the kid is going to be able to handle the fact that you're not holding him, then you're not allowed to pick up the kid because it's as if you're going to be handling the muksa through the kid, and it's usur, the usur. Now we go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Va'afilu kishiyesh lo ga'aguin alav. And even in a scenario where the child really needs to have the father and he's going to get sick and sad and all that, if the father doesn't pick him up, lo itiru elo ba'evan. They're only matir and evan. Aval im dinar biyado. However, if the kid has money in his hand, Afil le'echos atinok biyado, even to hold the tinok's hand, v'hu ma'halach baraglam, and he walks, usher. So in the case where the tinok has a coin in his hand, not only can't the father pick him up, the father should not hold on to the tinok's hand when the tinok has the coin in his hand. Why? Because this is a gzeira. The chayshidan dilma nafil, because we're afraid that the coin will fall out of his hand. The asi avu alasuye, and the father will come and take it and pick it up. Okay, and therefore it's also to do, and therefore you wouldn't be able to hold on to the child's hand if he has a coin in his hand. Look at Sifkat and Dalid. The asi avua laasuye. Mr. Brewer Sifkat and Dalid. The father will come and take it and carry it and walk with it. Rotsa lomar. Okay, not walk with it. We'll come and be metaltal it. Rotsa lomar v'nimtza metaltal al muksa. As the Mr. Brewer says, he's going to come and he's going to be metaltal. He's going to come and move, handle the muksa, be a dying with his hands. V'zelo hitiru. And this they were not matir. Afilu makom shenogei alach shash cholei aben. This they were not matir, even in a case where we're concerned that the kid might get sick. Kevin de lo havich shash sakonas nefesh. Since there's no, not a case where there's sakonas nefesh. It's not sakonas nefashos. Obviously, if it was sakonas nefashos, they'd be matir all this stuff. But the concern here is that the kid will get a little sick, and therefore, in terms of the heter of muksa, so they were matir. Okay, they were matir it. Okay, but being matir muksa be a daim, they were not matir. They were only matir muksa for sakanas choli, for sakana of him getting sick. If you're going to be able to carry him, okay, and carry the muksa through the child, but here there's a concern you're going to actually carry the muksa yourself, and therefore there was no heter. There was no heter unless there was sakanas nefashos mamish, which there isn't. We now continue. V'yesh oimrim, back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh oimrim shelo asu ela kishu nosei hatinok. There are those that say that they only asered this coin scenario when the child is holding a dinar, when the father is carrying the tinok, with the dinar in his hand. The others say when you're just stop holding the hand of the tinok, there's no iser. Afal pisha dinar b'yad ha-tinok, even though the dinar is in the hand of the tinok, ein b'kach klum, there's no problem. So we have a shita that says the only iser by a dinar is when the father is holding the child with the dinar in his hand. But if it is actually carrying the child. But if you're just holding the child's hand and there's a dinar in his hand, this opinion holds that would be okay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Hey, im dinar biyado, rotolomar, da'oz yuchlu litos falomar. Because then it's possible to make the mistake and say, the kishem shehetiru b'shvil hatinok. In that case, it's possible to say, the same way they were matir to carry, okay, no, same thing with Matir for the tinok, Lisa Eno, to carry him kishadino biyado, to carry him when the tinor is in his hand. Afshem emela mistaltal gamadino, even though the dinar is also being carried. Kach muto lisa es dinar atzmo biyado. Okay, therefore they allow you to also carry the dinar itself in your hand. After it fell out, and give it to the tinok. In other words, the only concern is when, according to this opinion, is when the tinok is actually being carried by the father, and the dinar is in his hand. So then there's a concern. Oh, since you're allowing us to go ahead and hold the tinok, because he's going to get sick, and he has the dinar in his hand, so they were matir tiltul muksa through this kid. So therefore you might think, if it falls out of his hand, so maybe you'd be allowed to, they were matir, you'd be allowed to actually pick up the dinar with your hand and give it to the kid. So therefore they were not matir a dinar in the hand of the kid, only a stone in the hand of the kid. But there was no iser, according to his opinion, to hold the kid's hand when he has a dinar in his hand. Okay. Beis. Kalkala shahaisa nekuva usasama be'even. This is the Shulchan Aruch Beis. We're saying you have a basket that had a hole in it, and you went ahead and you sealed it with a stone. Mutter l'taltala, you'd be allowed to go ahead and move and handle this basket. Shehare nasa kedafna, because it becomes like the wall of the basket. Becomes like the side of the basket, and therefore would not be any iser of tiltul muksa. Look at Mishnah Berurah Vav, nase kedafna, becomes like its wall. Umayri shehitka yafela kalkala ushikashar. As we're talking about where you sealed it tightly onto the basket, or you tied it onto the basket. In other words, it had to be very tight on the basket, or tied to the basket, otherwise there'd be a concern. Ava b'lav hachilo nase kedafna. Because if it wasn't really attached to the wall of the basket, so then it wouldn't really become like the wall of the basket, and therefore would be an iser of tiltul muksa. Let's continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein de'la'as she'toilin ba'even k'day lahachbida l'malais b'mayim. And so too, when you have a pail that they hang a stone from in order to make it heavy so that you can go ahead and fill it up with water from the well, im kosher yafeh she'eno nofel, if it is tied very tightly so it doesn't come off, then mutter l'malispa, then it'll be mutter to go ahead and fill up the pail with water, and this will not be a problem of tiltul muksa. Shehu kemo hadalas atzma, because it becomes like the pail itself, Shehu batel agaba, and it becomes, because the stone becomes batel to the pail. Vim lav, however, if it's not, okay, tied very well, usser, it's going to be usser to do. Look at the Mishnah Brura, v'chein delas, hainu delas yevesha. We're talking here about a dry, okay, pail, v'chalula, and it's empty. Shememalin b'mayim. What you do is you fill it up with water. Virak mipnei shehi kala, and only because it is a very light pail, vitzafa al pnei hamayim, and it's going to float on top of the water. So tolun ba evan. You have to go ahead and attach an evan to this empty pail. Kedei lachbida. Okay, in order to make it heavy so that it can pick up the water. Ches v'imlav oser. If it's not tied properly, shehadal, it's going to be a problem, okay, to go ahead and hold on to even to the delas. Shehadalas atzma muksa. The delas itself will be muksa. Shenasis basis l'davar oser. It becomes a basis for the Davar Aser, and even if the stone would come off on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to hold that Delas, because it became a Bussis during Bein HaShemashos, and it would be Muksa for the whole Shabbos. Adkan.